The Cap of J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
That's why I say emergency. Shot. No shot. With Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I say emergency. Good morning and welcome into the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000. And streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. Hope that you're going to enjoy your Wednesday morning. Open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. It is now time for Shot or No Shot, and is brought to you by
PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. Download the PointsBet app. Get the live same-game parlays, the lightning bets. And if you want to bet the ponies, use the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app that I use. Here's Snorbor.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, and by the way, if you're still on hold about the White Sox, we're going to get to your phone calls momentarily, 312-332-3776. We're also going to hear from Connor McKnight coming up at 8:30 right here on ESPN. What that? Don't be laughing, Jake. Jake was here 1 a.m.
Yeah, we did 1 a.m. Sox game. That rain delay got me.
That's right. The rain delay, yes.
Rain delay and then extras.
Oh, jeez. So Jake has been burning the candle at both ends, so we're lucky to have him this morning. Still getting the job done.
Jake, let me tell you something. Don't tell me about the labor pains. Show me the baby.
At least he woke up on time this morning.
Tell me how.
Oh!
Hold on a sec. You want to pull the curtain back? Had it been you, you would have just called in and said, my alarm didn't go off. I'm not coming in. I was here.
How many times have I called in? What the hell are you talking about? I haven't missed a day that I didn't take off before.
Did I miss anything?
No, I'm just joking with you, Cap. That's all.
Just tell
what is this? I would have called in. I don't call in.
But Cap called in. He was part of the meeting.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So take that, Snorbor.
All right, boys. I'm all football here in Shot or No Shot, but I've been overwhelmed by the Sox angst this morning. So I want to ask you, impromptu, Shot or No Shot. This White Sox season is the most disappointing you've watched.
That's a no shot. I'm a lifelong White Sox fan. Remember, I lived the Ventura years. In the Bevington years.
But those teams, you had zero level of expectations.
Still sucks.
Who are you kidding?
Still sucks.
It does.
Still sucks.
But you knew on opening day, we're probably going to be bad. When this season started, you were sitting in this very chair right here.
Yes.
And I know how excited you were. I know how excited Dr. Bruce Kaplan was.
My guy.
Ryan McGuffey, all my Sox fan brethren. We're all excited. We're going to the World Series this year. Jeff Passan said, the Sox are winning it. I said, Sox are winning it. And we were not alone on an island. And it was all a mirage. They stink.
But listen, as a Sox fan, I've had a lot of disappointing seasons. Seasons in which they went to the playoffs and then fell short. I give you the 01 Sox. I can give you the 94 Sox.
How about 06?
It's plenty.
After the World Series.
More disappointing than that. It's not the World Series 90 wins. It's the 90 losses after that. Because they went from 90 wins to 90 losses.
Correct.
That sucked even more so. So don't give me about disappointment. I've lived a lot of it. Believe me.
For me, again, he's the Sox fan. I'm the Cubs fan. But for me, this is the most disappointing Sox season I've watched, except for the 94 strike when I thought they were the best team, along with the Expos.
We were going to beat the Expos in this World Series. It was going to happen. At least in my heart, that's how I feel.
Correct.
Yeah.
You hang that banner in your heart, Hoodie.
I really do. That was a good team, man.
94 World Series champions.
Bo Jackson, Ellis Burks. Go ahead.
All right, I want to get to the Bears. After a strong preseason for Larry Borum, it suggested he may take a step forward this season. Boy, has he been underwhelming through 2 weeks. In 41 pass blocking attempts, Borum has allowed 3 pressures and a sack, and runs to his side of the field are averaging just 3.6 yards per carry. So shot or no shot, the Bears need to find an upgrade at right tackle after this season.
That's a shot. You always have to try to look to upgrade. Unlike over at 35th and Vec, you look to try to upgrade the team. Absolutely, you try to do that. As Cap and I have been saying since early summer,
you always look to try to evaluate in that first year of a new regime and then figure out who can play and who can. And the same thing with the offensive line. If Justin Fields is the number one most important player on the team offensively, protect him at all costs.
So I'm going to say shot because I'm with my partner. You're always trying to get better. But what is this? First take? We're two games in. Let the freaking kid just play. He's like 22 years old. He went from 380 pounds, fat and out of shape 2 years ago, to the Bears evaluated him, got him in shape, and he's trying. He's on a bad football team, man. Oh, I don't care what the masses out there, Cap, you're wrong, we got talent here. I don't care what they're saying. There is not enough talent here. Let's just let this kid play, and we'll make that determination at the end of the season.
Shay.
All right, Kyler Gordon was targeted 13 times by Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau Field. Kyler Gordon, 13 targets against Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau Field. And a lot of people have viewed him as a scapegoat for the Bears' poorest defensive showing. Brian Baldinger is not among those. He actually showcased Gordon's athleticism and his instinct, especially in outside coverage, like the pass block breakup he had against Alan Lazard on a recovery. He said Gordon's struggles have come because he's too young to play the nickel well. So shot or no shot, Baldy's right. It's way too early to write Kyler Gordon off.
Why don't you just stick him on the bus with Larry Borum, Molly Karam? Look, Kyler Gordon is a good young talent. It's going to take time. He's played two freaking games. He's going up against Aaron Rodgers. My God. We'll evaluate him in 2 years.
So it's a shot or no shot.
We just won't talk about it for 2 years, Hoodie. That's what we'll do. We'll get to it in a couple seasons, and then we'll bring this back and talk about it.
I'll say no shot. But so who's the guy you were talking about? Who is it? Brian who?
Baldinger.
Brian Baldinger.
Baldy's breakdown.
That guy has got the all 22 for every team. And
correct.
He's always on his Twitter talking about and breaking down stuff, especially on the line.
Yeah, it's a great segment. Kyler Gordon is a very talented young man.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a lot of time to learn how to play. And when you don't get a lot of pressure on the quarterback, it exposes the back end of your defense. And when Sloquan looks terrible at linebacker, it makes it even tougher.
Be careful. Careful now. That's enough. That's enough of that now. I will not let you slander the good goddamn name of Roquan Smith. Okay? Not today. Go ahead. Go ahead, Shay. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Molly.
I want to move on to the NFL at large. Okay, you know what? We're just doing hot take theater then. I want to move on to the NFL at large. Bills quarterback Josh Allen has ascended to the elite of the NFL's elite after a rough start to his career. In his last four games dating back to the playoffs and all against playoff teams from a season ago, he's completed 76% of his pass attempts for 16 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. And he's got a rushing touchdown in there just for good measure.
Mm-hmm.
Shot or no shot, Josh Allen is the best player in the NFL.
That's a shot. He gives you so much in terms of physical size, strength, ability to throw the football. It helps that he's got a stud offensive line that can run the ball. He's got unbelievable receivers. He's got Dawson Knox, a tight end who makes plays. It all works in concert together. Remember when Nagy took the Bears into Buffalo and I don't think Josh Allen was healthy, and they started Nathan Peterman, and the Bears won, and we looked like the franchise ascending, and the Bills were a bunch of jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, guess what? Jokes on us. Yeah, he's right there. Mahomes, him, Herbert, any one of them's a stud.
Okay. Shay, I need your help with this. Okay. If I said Aaron Donald or the field in that question, would you take the field?
Yes.
If I said Patrick Mahomes, would you take the field?
Yes.
I said
Justin Herbert.
Yeah, I think that's a little premature, but if I said Justin Herbert, would you take the field?
Yes.
Okay. I would say that Josh Allen at this point in time is more than the flavor of the month. That guy, to me and that team, should win the Super Bowl this year. That was my pick. We made our selections. Why can't it be Patrick Mahomes? Why can't it be because he took a step back?
I think Patrick Mahomes, that's what I just said to you.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, just to name three.
Yeah.
And there's more. You gave me any one of those guys, I can win the Super Bowl with him if I put the right team around him.
We're sure it's not Tom Brady, right?
He's looked horrible, man. 18 of 34, under 200 yards, one touchdown in New Orleans. He has not looked good this year. I mean, he's played two really tough defenses, but that's not 38-year-old Tom Brady there.
But they're 2-0, right?
But that's because their defense is disgusting. No, they're 2-0.
You're talking about the Packers? Are you talking about the Packers?
No, the Bucks.
Oh, yes. Yes, there are 2-0.
Yeah.
A fading star that 2-0, but they're 2-0. It's hard to win this league.
They're 2-0. It's Wednesday. He gets today off now.
I would say no shot. I still think that Aaron Donald is a game record, a game changer on the defensive side of the football. But I'm not going to discount Josh Allen. I think if you ask this question, especially in February, I think I could say Josh Allen for sure.
So if I gave you the pick, we're having a draft today of every current NFL player.
I'm going offense. It's an offensive league.
And with the number one selection, Jonathan Hood selects?
Oh, well.
That's a different question.
It is, because it would be the quarterback, because it's an offensive league.
Who are you taking?
Well, to me, it would be, at this point in time, it would be Josh Allen. Yes.
You would take him number one?
Yes, but Herbert's right there, man. I'm seeing some signs where I think that he could really be a special talent over the next decade.
Shay, who are you taking?
Am I drafting the player or the contract?
Forget the contract. You're taking the freaking player.
All right. Probably Allen or Herbert.
You get one pick.
Allen.
Man, I mean, but with Aaron Donald, and again, I just look at a guy that's a difference maker, one of the great defensive players of his generation.
He's amazing. But yeah. I'm with Shay. I got to go offense.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. It's a great question because it just shows you how talented this league is. So much talent, especially in the offensive side of the football.
Yeah, I'm taking Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes would be my second pick.
Shay, you got one more on you?
I do have one more if you want to squeeze it in here.
Sure.
All right. Steelers celebrity fan Snoop Dogg had a message to Mike Tomlin after their 17-14 loss to New England last weekend. Listen to this.
Man, the Pittsburgh Steelers need a new offensive coordinator. This guy sucks. Coach Tomlin, this is Snoop Dogg, man. Fire that motherfucker. Get us a real offensive coordinator.
Shot or no shot? Shot or no shot? What the Steelers really need to change is the quarterback.
Wait a minute. Everybody's mad at Matt Canada. He used to be the OC at Northern.
Yes.
Yes. Waddle and I were doing games when he was there. Nice guy. It's a shot. They got a number one pick, Kenny Pickett. And if Mitch struggles, they're going to play Kenny Pickett, as they should. But you don't pull the plug after 2 weeks.
I would agree with that. You don't pull the plug after 2 weeks. I also find it fascinating that Snoop Dogg had to introduce himself as if it was a voicemail. Play that again, Jake.
Yeah, it's on video.
Play that again, Jake.
Man, the Pittsburgh Steelers need a new offensive coordinator. This guy sucks. Coach Tomlin, this is Snoop Dogg, man. Fire that motherfucker. Get us a real offensive coordinator.
It's not a voicemail. We can see you.
Exactly.
Through the smoke, we can see you, man.
Correct. Put the blunt down. He can tell it's you, Snoop.
Connor McKnight joins us at 8:30. Coming up, if you're on hold, you will be on the air on the White Sox. 312-332-3776. Close the coffin on the White Sox. They're done. On Cap and Jay Hood.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
You okay over there, brother?
Yep. Doing just fine. Captain Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. Still to come, we'll hear from Connor McKnight coming up at 8:35. His thoughts about the White Sox and their collapse this season. They're now 76-72. If you're just joining us, my friends, they lost in 11 innings. They tried. They scratched and they clawed, but that top of the 11th killed them. They were trying, Cap. They were trying to have some resolve, stay in the game, but what we saw last night was a microcosm of White Sox baseball, is that you're close, but just no cigar. And that's what happened last night.
Sad. Sad, sad that it's come to this. There will not be postseason baseball. Disappointing.
It's that same ESPN Chicago app that you're listening to. By the way, you can find the Unnamed MMA podcast with Jordan and Abdallah. Check it out. Again, Unnamed MMA podcast available on the ESPN Chicago app. Let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. 312-332-3776. There he is. Joey G in Melrose Park on ESPN 1000.
Our guy!
Joey?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Thank you.
How are yous?
I'm good. Hoodie, I want to start off with an apology for Monday for whining about being on hold. I was disrespectful.
I don't care about that.
And I want to make sure that we're all good for when I call. I want to go to the start of the season. Hoodie, I don't know how you felt when they announced Tony La Russa. I got all excited. I thought we were going all the way, and obviously not. The other thing, too, you discussed during the season was they got a man on first, and how many times did they double play out or just get a single? We also don't have a 20 home run hitter on the roster.
Right.
We don't have a 100 RBI guy on the roster. It's time to blow it up.
The whole thing?
No. Cease to keep.
Yeah. Who else?
Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we could get the... I know it's unfeasible, but I would love Aaron Judge to be on the south side.
Are you joking, right? Do you know, Joey, give me the amount of the biggest contract in White Sox history. The Cubs, it's Hayward's awful deal, 184. Give me the biggest amount the Sox have ever spent.
You know what? I got to be honest with you, Cap. I don't know.
$73 million to Yasmani Grandal, who they can't stand over there.
Who I can't stand. Well, I wouldn't mind as a DH, but not on my team.
Our guy Joey, we love you. Thanks for the call.
Thank you,
there
sir.
There's a better chance that Jonathan Hood's playing shortstop next season than they're paying $400 million for Aaron Judge. No shot.
And nobody wants to see that as we go.
Ground ball. Oh, just out of Hood's reach.
Brother, nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see
it. Might be entertaining, at least.
No, nobody wants to see a DH at short. That'd be me. Nobody wants to see that. Look at me. Black Vogelbach over the hedge at shortstop. Nobody wants to see that. As we go to Elmhurst.
Are you a lefty or righty hit?
Yes. Here's Dan on ESPN 1000. Hey, Dan.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. All rise for Aaron Judge with number 60 last night.
Yes.
I was at the game, the White Sox game, with Westside Mike. And first of all, Cap, we met 35 years ago at Future Stars Basketball Camp in Lake Forest.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out. And but, yeah, Hoodie, you're right. You don't want to be in the middle. That's where the Sox are. And, you know, now that this is done, maybe we can focus on the Bulls' run to the playoffs.
You know, it's interesting. I was Cap and I were just talking about this, how fast the world moves. We have been immersed in this whole thing, this mediocrity with the White Sox and trying to figure out the Bears. And all of a sudden, over our right shoulder, oh, by the way, the league starts in 27, 28 days.
It's insane.
Oh, God, wait a minute. What do you mean the Bulls are starting? I'm an NBA guy. I didn't realize that.
Media day's Monday.
Wait a minute. Boy, that moved fast.
It's crazy.
I still need you to do – I ask you for one thing, Cap. One thing I asked you to do, and you can't help me. I asked you for one thing. I asked you to call Mr. Ball in California and to find out how Lonzo's doing. Now, he's going to be there at media day, but I just want to know how the workouts went.
I will call him today.
I asked you for one thing.
I'll take care of it today.
Now, by the time Monday comes around, I'm sure he'll be meeting with the media. I just want to know, is his rehab, was it good enough for him to play in December? January?
That sounded good.
That's a problem.
I'm going to reach out to my friend LeVar today.
Just for clarification, Cap. LeVar told you that his rehab would be taking place at the crib in California where they live,
correct.
Right? Not with the Bulls?
Correct. We're going to find out if LeVar is from the Illinois Bone and Joint Institute or just that.
I'm concerned. I'm very concerned about that. He's ahead of the snake on your perimeter defense. He and Caruso when he's in there. He's a long and athletic and very good defensive.
He's great at the point of the screen. Yeah. He's so good there.
So, but if he's not, I'm not saying the Bulls are tremendously less than, but it'd be nice for him to be there.
Correct.
And maybe he'll be there for the stretch run, but I'm curious on how he feels. That's what I want to know. 312-332-3776. One thing I asked you, I just can't even. Green Bay, Wisconsin. Listening on the ESPN Chicago app. In Green Bay, here's Robert on ESPN 1000. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, that's a fine.
Captain Hoodie.
Are you familiar, with Robert, with BerniesBookBank.org?
No.
Okay. BerniesBookBank.org sponsors our Twitch, and my friend David Kaplan will be on his walk as one.
Tomorrow. 24 miles. We're going guaranteed rate to Wrigley, to a school to distribute books to underserved boys and girls. Mm-hmm. I think we're hitting a second place with books. Back to guaranteed rate. Long day of walking will raise, hopefully, north of 200 grand.
Robert, we'd like for you to donate a dollar for that cough. A dollar, at least.
I can see what I can do, Hoodie.
Thank BerniesBookBank.org.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. I watched that game last night on TV.
Yeah.
And Vaughn was up, and you have a sidearm pitcher. And he should have swung at that first pitch, because that first pitch would have been out of the ballpark. That would have been a grand slam again. But no, he just, okay, I'm going to take the first pitch. What happened in the offseason is they let Rendon go. And they should have kept him.
Who's that?
Carlos Rendon. They should have kept him. They should have gave him a one-year deal, see what he can do, because he had a good season last year. I wouldn't let him go.
Doesn't Rendon play for the L.A. Angels?
Rendon.
Anthony Rendon.
He means Rendon. But I know it's easy to say that now, but I had frustration with him because he could never stay healthy. So those are the moves I'm talking about, Cap. Like, Shay, we didn't know how healthy he was going to be. So when him going to San Francisco, I had no problem with that. He was also up and down with him all the time.
It would have been a one-year deal anyway, and he'd be gone because you're not going to pay him what he's going to command after staying healthy this year. So either he was going to stay healthy and be good and command money you wouldn't pay him, or you'd pay him to be here for a year, he'd get hurt, and you wouldn't have him.
Justin in Dallas, Texas on ESPN Chicago. Hey, Justin.
Hey, good morning, Hoodie. Good morning, Cap.
What's up,
first
Justin?
All, Cap, you know, I want to salute you for doing the walk tomorrow, but I do got a request. When you hit guaranteed rate, mm-hmm. I know it's for the kids, but hopefully you can talk to Rick Hahn about his stupid decision making. this is my issue.
Oh, let Kenny off the hook now. Kenny's involved here.
Cap, trust me. You know what? I'm just going to cut straight to the chase. Kenny Williams, he's a joke. Rick Hahn, he's a joke. Rick Hahn is a joke, Hoodie, because like you said, he did exactly what you said you didn't want him to do. He looked in the camera and made all these excuses. Oh, we tried. Well, you didn't try hard enough. And then the last person is a joke, and I think he's a coward. It's Jerry Reinsdorf. Because, Cap, Hoodie, remember what I tweeted you all. I said, who's going to be the first person to come out and say that they were wrong? Shot or no shot, Jerry Reinsdorf is going to come out and say, I was wrong. It's a no shot because he's a coward. This whole season was an embarrassment. It was an embarrassment. Yeah, I watched the game last night, but it was a straight embarrassment. We had all the expectations for the team, and they failed. They don't want to spend money. They want to be cheap, and it's just irritating. I appreciate y'all taking my call. Cap, you know, pack lots of water tomorrow because you're going to be walking for miles. And I hope y'all have a good one. Appreciate
you
it.
You too. Okay, now I will disagree with him that they're cheap. They're seventh in payroll.
Not cheap.
Their revenues do not support seventh in payroll, but they're at almost $200 million. The other part, I would hope that if I was in that position and I made that mistake, that I would say, look, I tried. It's on me. I was wrong. It didn't work. And whatever Rick wants to do, that's what we're going to do. Period. But don't let Kenny off the hook now here. Kenny is as involved as anyone.
When you underachieve as a team and front office. It's everybody.
Correct.
You can slice up the blame pie all you want, but it's all-encompassing. You all underachieved.
Agreed.
On the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. Connor next.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at CapJHood. This is ESPN 1000.
Captain Jay Hood here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. So glad you're with us. It'll be the White Sox and Guardians later on tonight at 7:10 right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. We turn to Connor McKnight, who takes care of the pre and post on the White Sox radio network. He joins us here on ESPN 1000. Hey, Connor, good morning.
Buddy, Cap, good morning. I think it's probably worth mentioning off the top that Young MC's Bust a Move, the song playing when we came back from break there, is one of the more underrated songs of the era, just for what it's worth. Dressed in yellow, she says hello, come sit next to me, you fine fellow. That's solid rhyme scheme right there.
If you could equate that song to an NBA player, that player would be David Robinson, the Admiral.
Yeah! Buddy, that's perfect.
Just solid, you know. Just solid. You know what you're getting, right?
That is perfect. Yeah,
that's who it would be. Where do you place the Guardians amongst the best teams in the American League in a playoff scenario?
Boy, that's a tough one to start out with. I think it's, let's see, they're probably more fundamental than any other team. I think Tito Francona manages the bullpen and all the righties that throw all kinds of weird ways out of that. But their bullpen reminds me of how the movie Moneyball, not the actual, you know, version of the 2000 A's, but like the 2002 A's, but how the movie Moneyball talks about their bullpen. We got a lot of weird looking guys that just kind of get the job done. That works for them. Mm-hmm. I think they're dangerous, but I wouldn't take them over the Astros for sure. I wouldn't take them probably over the Yankees now that they've kind of righted the ship a little bit. That firepower there is a little bit too much for the Cleveland Guardians to take care of. I suppose I wouldn't take them over the Mariners. I probably wouldn't take, probably, you know, of the six teams, probably fifth.
Hmm. I want to play something for you, Connor, and I want you to react to it.
All right.
All right, Jake, what do you have?
I want you to salute as the coffin passes by. Connor, it's over. How extensive is the renovation project to get this thing right? Because this team stinks.
I am not in uniform, so I don't salute. My Brigadier General grandfather taught me that. It's the hand over the heart as the flag passes by. Listen, this is disappointing. It really is. There is still, you know, the slight, tiny, little morsel of a chance that the White Sox can fight their way back into this AL Central.
Stop.
I can't. I mean, until it's mathematically. Oh, listen, you told me Justin Verlander was a lock for the AL Cy Young a couple of weeks ago. We all knew that isn't right.
And he is. Like, he's getting it.
But he was not a lock. Anyway, what the issue is here is, I think, you know, we talked a couple of weeks ago, boys, and you, I think you asked, what one area would you like to see the White Sox improve in most? And I told you lefty pop and patience. And I think if you could package that with some outfield, some corner outfield defensive ability, I think the White Sox would be a lot better off. I think the issue what happened so much this year, outside of injuries, was an inability to get kind of that lefty balance of power and patience at the plate. Those were supposed to be guys like Yasmani Grandal. Those were supposed to be guys like Yoan Moncada. That was supposed to be a much more, you know, 140-game, 130-game season out of Gavin Sheets, as opposed to the little bit of up and down that he had in a good 2 months, no doubt about it, when he came back from AAA Charlotte. But it just wasn't enough. This lineup wasn't smooth enough to kind of deal with all the injuries that they did have and the underperformance that they dealt with too. I think the pitching staff is solid. I think the bullpen is all right. I think offensively, it's really wild to see a team that walked as often as it did 2 years ago just stop walking. I'd like to throw a lot more walks into the offensive numbers next year and take my chances with what they have. And I think that's likely to be kind of the route they noodle around on. You know, we understand what this White Sox franchise, what this team, and its tendencies and trends are. You can see the contracts on the books. They have espoused belief in a lot of these hitters, either through those contracts or through actual words from the general manager and the manager and the assistant general manager. I mean, this is kind of there for them. I think that's what this process likely looks like should they not make a playoff.
Connor, who was the best player on the field last night for either the Sox or the Guardians? The best player overall?
Dylan Cease, and then probably a mixture of Elvis Andrus, Stephen Kwan, Jose Abreu, and I would go ahead and say Jose Ramirez is probably the number one overall best player on that list.
So Ramirez was the best player. I would say he was the best player that we saw out there. You know what I love is if you're not enamored with the numbers, that's fine. Just the hustle and the intangibles that I saw, I just think that I could make a case that he's the heartbeat of their team.
Oh, no doubt. I think Jose Ramirez is going to go down already as one of the more underrated players of his generation, not unlike young MC. But I think what's key about really, like, he hits from both sides of the plate. His defense is impeccable. Mm-hmm. He busts his ass down the first baseline. He refuses to let his team lose. He's getting intentionally walked in situations where, you know, late innings where it makes sense to walk him because you can't give up the hit to Jose Ramirez because everyone knows Jose Ramirez can hit. He is a fantastic player. I was pretty surprised when Cleveland signed him the extension that they did only because I figured he's one of the best players in the American League, best players in the game. And a lot of people, a lot of teams would like to ink him to a contract, maybe for twice what Cleveland did, but he felt like staying and felt the love. So that's pretty impressive. I think he's one of the better players of this generation. I really do. All things can, I mean, he's got an all-around game. There really aren't things that are missing from his game.
Okay, so you're going to go to spring training next February. You're going to be in Arizona. You're going to be around the team that you love and broadcast for. Do you believe there will be serious changes? Serious.
I guess, you know, it would be interesting to see what a trade or two might look like. Obviously, if you're talking about serious changes, you're talking about what the potential future of the manager looks like. It is that status is up in the air, according to the White Sox. You know, Tony's health has improved, that's for sure, and that's great. I don't know whether or not he's got a full season that can be cleared by the doctors yet. No one seems to. He's expressed the desire to manage, and that's important. But I don't know what that looks like. So if only that, I think that would be serious change. If indeed that's the way the White Sox, if that's the way the cards kind of lay out for Tony, his health, for the White Sox, so forth and so on. I wouldn't be all that. Listen, there are between Eloy Jimenez, Andrew Vaughn, Jose Abreu, Gavin Sheets, and Yasmani Grandal, there are three positions, kind of two and a half, because one of them is the designated hitter, for five players. And those guys don't have a lot of defensive utility in other places. If you're talking about something drastic, if you're talking about something serious with guys under control there, you know, you would probably have to pick from those five. Jose Abreu is a pending free agent. We know the love affair that he and the White Sox as a franchise have had together. It has been awesome. And how cool was it last night amidst all of it for Jose Abreu to get the knock in the 10th to tie it up at five? I know that pales in the result of the game, but he did it. And White Sox fans had a moment with him one more time, perhaps for the last time. We don't know where he's going. But that spot and that position might change next season pending free agency and what Jose Abreu is looking to do. I think if you're looking to diversify, then it's probably from that group of position players you'd have to look at changing things in order to get yourself a little something different than what you've got on that roster.
Connor, as always, we appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on the show.
A pleasure, boys. A pleasure.
See you, buddy. Bust a move. Connor McKnight from the ESPN 1000 Hard Rock Casino White Sox Network with us here on ESPN 1000. NyQuil Chicken. Which one of these things is not like the other?
Excuse me?
Next.
Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my.
Bears.
What's going on today in the animal kingdom? Chimps throwing feces? Wild boars snacking on faces?
Furry boars.
Cougar on the loose?
Yes, sir.
Perhaps some horny mammals humping?
Furry boars.
Let's find out together. Animal Stories on Cap and Jamie on ESPN 1000.
Time for Animal Stories, Uncle Cappy.
Thank you, little Johnny.
We go over to Shay Norling with the latest in Animal Stories. Shay?
Cheating a little bit, because a chicken is an animal. In this case, the chicken is the food that you're bringing home. A TikTok challenge called The Sleepy Chicken is taking the world by storm.
I know that. You remember that, Cap? Your days in the sock hop?
Yes.
Do the sleepy chicken?
Sleepy chicken.
Do the sleepy chicken. You used to do that all the time, right?
That's it.
Yeah. Tell us about the sleepy chicken.
So the sleepy chicken is a challenge going around on TikTok. It's gone viral a little bit. And the challenge is to cook your chicken in NyQuil.
Yeah.
Boiling medicine.
Oh, wait, hold on. Do you marinate it in NyQuil or you just cook it in NyQuil?
You marinate it in NyQuil and then you also cook it in NyQuil in the pan. So the NyQuil is boiling in the pan with your chicken. And the FDA has come out and issued a warning. The FDA has come out and issued a warning because boiling medicine can make it much more concentrated and change its properties. And also, people are having severe lung damage because they're inhaling NyQuil while they're cooking their chicken.
You down, Jake? You down for it?
That thing got lean in it, man.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Wait, what did he say? He
got some lean in it. Look at it. Google. Google lean.
A whole new meaning for lean chicken.
Yes. And not lean tasting, Cap, like when you cook in the Studio 41 kitchen. I mean, putting lean in it. Wow. So hold on a second, Shay. Okay. First of all, you're giving cities like Jackson, Mississippi and Little Rock, Arkansas some ideas here. You know what, man, we're going to do? It's like almost an episode of Atlanta, right? It's like, what we're going to do? We're going to open up a NyQuil chicken spot. Seriously. NyQuil and chicken.
Wow.
Dot, 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 dot. Could you imagine?
It looks like a scene out of Breaking Bad, dude. They're all in masks and hazmat suits in the back cooking up the chicken and then serving you sleepy chicken.
All right. I'm going to have to start learning some more of these terms.
Brother, could you imagine? I mean,
like embracing it. Got some lean into it.
If you're getting high by eating chicken.
I don't get it.
Jake would be into it. I think, Jake, you'd try at least once.
I didn't say
right?
I'd be into it.
I think you'd try it.
No.
You wouldn't try it one time?
No.
Just for the gag? Of course
you just said you got some lean into it. You're embracing it.
That's two different meanings, Cap. That's two different meanings. That thing got lean in it is an observation. Me trying it, not going to do it. No.
Would mean that you're leaning into it.
All right. Hey, yo.
Whatever.
It's always these food challenges on social media. Like TikTok right now also has the one chip challenge.
Yes.
It's a chip, and I can't remember the company that made it, but it's a chip that's got the Carolina Reaper pepper and another pepper on it. And people are going, like being admitted to hospitals with severe stomach damage because the challenge is you eat the chip and then you time how long you can go before you drink milk or something to reset your system.
That's another stupid one.
People are going to the hospital because they have severe stomach damage from eating this chip.
I mean, first of all, no, I would not do that because if that's going to put me in the hospital, no. But this lean chicken idea, let's get back to that. Okay, so what are we doing, Jake? Are we doing baked in that spot? Is it just fried lean? I'm sorry, fried NyQuil?
If we're going down this train, I kind of want to grill it. See?
Grilled NyQuil chicken.
Grilled NyQuil chicken or air fry it because you'll get it quicker.
What about that, Cap? Put in the Rectech or put in the little green egg and make yourself some NyQuil chicken.
No!
What if you put it in the oven? Can you duck the fumes a little bit?
I don't know if you can or not.
And then do you put on like a gas mask to open the oven to get it out when it's smoking?
Only if you're being drafted in the NFL, you can wear that gas mask.
Yeah, Laramie Tunsil.
That's amazing, Cap. I swear, someone's seen this, and somewhere in the South, this is going to be a thing. You know that old KFC we used to have back in the day? I bought the property, man. Now I'm getting that NyQuil chicken. Yeah. Can I get that number too?
312-322-3776. If you tried it, call us in.
Think about it.
How are they going to call from their grave, Jake?
Same as the Sox?
Shut, man. Can I get that NyQuil? Yeah. NyQuil chicken?
Give me the four-piece.
Yeah, four-piece. No mild sauce needed on that, by the way. Crazy. Whew. In 2 minutes.
NyQuil chicken.
In 2 minutes, the White Sox have buried themselves at guaranteed rate. We explain next on Cap and J-Hood.